Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Stephanie L. and I am a recovered compulsive overeater from Southern California. Today is Wednesday, April 17th, 2024, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We're on page 14 in Bill's story. We're going to be reading that second full paragraph beginning with, "These were revolutionary and drastic proposals," through one paragraph ending with, "Impact on me was sudden and profound." We are reading and commenting on this one paragraph this morning. Today's readers are Kara L., who will be reading the text, Shanna C., reading page 164, and Luann C. is our backup reader today. Our newcomer reader is Cheryl S., and announcements will be Eileen M. The reference ID number for yesterday, Tuesday, April 16th, 2024, is 21,318, or 21318. And today's 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 21,324, or 21324. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating. Fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors, and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. I will now ask Candy P. to please read the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous.
Good morning. The 12 steps. 1, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all of our affairs. Thank you for allowing me the opportunity to read the steps. Hope everyone has a great meeting, and I pass.
Well, thank you so much, Candy P. I will now ask Jim C. to please read the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous.
Good morning, Jim C., compulsive eater from Rochester, New York. Thank you for this opportunity for a quick service. The 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Number one, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscious. Our leaders are but trusted servants, but they do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. Six, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. Seven, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. Eight, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. Nine, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible for those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you, I pass.
Well, thank you so much, Jim C. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you please keep your sharing to the topic and the literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, and then press star 1 to remute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We're in Bill's story. We're on page 14. We're reading the second paragraph beginning with, these were revolutionary and drastic proposals, ending with, the impact on me was sudden and profound. We are reading and commenting on just that one paragraph this morning, and I will now ask Kara L. to please begin reading.
Good morning. This is Kara L., recovered compulsive overeater from Long Beach, California. These were revolutionary and drastic proposals, but the moment I fully accepted them, the effect was electric. There was a sense of victory, followed by such a peace and serenity as I had never known. There was utter confidence. I felt lifted up as though a great clean wind of a mountaintop blew through and through. God comes to most men gradually, but his impact on me was sudden and profound. Good morning. This is Kara L., recovered compulsive overeater. And what a paragraph, right? Oof. The description of a spiritual awakening right there, this great clean wind off a mountaintop. I did not have a great clean wind off a mountaintop, but the sudden effect I did have. And, you know, I'm going on 20 years of recovery being in OA. The first 15 years, I think I had, you know, I was very educated. I think that each moment in those years was bringing me closer to what eventually happened 15 years in, what about 5 years ago, a great spiritual awakening, right?
a moment in which I fully accepted the drastic proposals. That there, in a paragraph before, the destruction of self-centeredness, where I fully just said, all right, I'm going to step from the bridge of reason to the shore of faith, and I'm just going to say, whatever, God, whatever higher power, I will start asking you your opinion on absolutely everything I do. You know, and I started small, and I just, you know, if I had any decisions, what to eat, what to wear, you know, I'd be walking and I'd say, should we go right or left? You know, and I would just go with whatever felt intuitive. I just started practicing. And then I've had a couple of moments where, you know, when I let go of the last of my alcoholic foods, no little bits, no lookalikes or anything. I just was like, I just had this great feeling of, you know, and I did know, right? When I was looking at, you know, my approval seeking from everybody, I just had this great feeling and words in my head that said, am I not enough for you? You know, and I knew every time I sought approval from outside sources, I was telling my higher power wasn't enough. And it was just a great awakening, right? And then there's been smaller moments. Recently, I was had to drive down the mountain in icy conditions and I stopped and I asked for help and I had just this great sense of ease and comfort and knowing that I would be taken care of. But it's a practice. I have to practice it every single day and throughout the day. I have to practice inviting my higher power in. I have to practice saying, what is your will here? It's something I do every day so that those moments come easier to me. So that connecting is easier. So that I realize that, yeah, I don't always have the best ideas. And it might behoove me to stop for a moment and just take a breath and say, what do you think, higher power? What is your will here? How can I best serve in this moment? You know, and it is like a great win sometimes. And with that, I pass.
Thank you so much, Kara L. What a great way to get us started. We're now going to open up the meeting for sharing. Although we value your experience, we ask that you please limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you shared on Monday or Tuesday on any vision meeting, please allow others the opportunity to share today. Please keep your share to 3 minutes to allow time for as many people as possible to share. With the timer when your time is up. And so I'm going to ask for you to give us your first name, last initial, and where you're calling from. And who would like to share on that
paragraph? Bruce E., Florida.
I've got you, Bruce.
Sherry H. M., Washington State.
I've got you, Sherry.
Lisa N., Wisconsin.
Is that an N as in
Nancy? Yes, N as Nancy. Thank you.
Gotcha, Lisa.
Cheryl K. in Arizona.
All right, Cheryl K., I've got you.
Joan Marie M.
I've got you, Joan Marie. Do we have anyone else who wants to get in on this first lineup? Okay, I've got Bruce E., Cheryl H. M., Lisa N., Cheryl K., and Joan Marie M. We're going to start with Bruce E., followed by Sherry H. M.
Bruce E., down in Fort Myers, Florida. I'm a recovered food addict, and I'm very grateful to be on this line this morning and be able to share on this tremendous paragraph. These were revolutionary. I guess he's talking about above it says the price had to be paid. So in other words, he's going to change his life. He's going to do these steps, work these steps, and so forth. That's the way I see it. Then down at the bottom here, it says, I felt lifted up as though the great clean wind of a mountaintop blew through and through. God comes to most men, gradually, but his impact on me was sudden and profound. So I have had a number of those experiences there. I consider that a spiritual experience. Not in this program, outside of this program, but I would love to have some more of those, and one right here in this program. Mine have been pretty radical and quick, but a little slower than this one. Seemed like it happened over a few minutes here. But so when I got in here in division, I called a guy. We started going through the steps. I was a mess. I couldn't put a week to two. Excuse me. I couldn't put a week to 2 weeks together previous to this starting to work through the steps with this guy, reading a big book, starting with the doctor's opinion. And he said, "Well, do you have any abstinence?" I said, "Yeah, I got about a week of abstinence." So I knew the next binge or the next flip relapse was coming. And so we started working this. And I was in a place where I had the ability to work a lot of hours on this for about over the next couple weeks. And I did, and listened to podcasts and listened to the meetings and stuff like that, and reading the big book. And the first thing that I noticed, and this was a little gradual, but it wasn't in a few minutes, it was over a day or two, was that my connection to my higher power started to come back. That's what I noticed. That was the first thing. And then the second thing I noticed was that the obsession and the compulsion started to lift. And that was, those two, three, four things or whatever are just total miracles. That's what happened to me. And my God, I didn't even want to think about it too much because it hadn't happened. I've been in the program 25 years then. And I was worried I'd lose it if I thought about it too much. But it was really starting to come to me. And it was sudden and profound, I mean, over a number of days. And, man, I was so much on edge, though, during that couple of weeks there. The first one day I'd think my sponsor was going to fire me. And the next day I thought that I was going to quit. Next day I thought he was going to fire me. Next day, you know, I was just...
Bruce, that's time. Sorry.
Okay. Thank you very much, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Bruce. Next up, we've got Sherry H.M., followed by Lisa N.
Good morning. This is Sherry H.M. from Mount Vernon, Washington State. Gratefully recovered. Oh, my gosh. What a wonderful miracle it is. I love this paragraph. He is definitely talking about the steps. And it's interesting. He says, you know, but the moment I fully accepted them, the effect was electric. And that's what I believe is true, at least for me, because my sponsor had me working, my vision sponsor that I first got years ago, she had me work through the steps really super quick because she said, oh, you know, if you don't do that, you're just going to be staying in the fear, staying in the resentment. And they say, forgive me for the reference, but it's like sitting in a dirty diaper. I can't sit there and be just have all this anger, all this fear that used to just consume me. It's just not going to work. So anyway, that's why he did them, and he did them, I don't know, within, I think it was 6 days or less. And the previous page is what he's talking about. The previous page goes through steps, all of them, I think, except 12. And so it was just a revolutionary, amazing journey. And I felt that way too. Clean house, right? Trust God or your higher power. Clean the house. and serve others. And so I thank you for having this meeting, and have a wonderful day, everybody. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Sherry H. N. from Washington State. Next up, we've got Lisa N., followed by Cheryl K.
Good morning, and thank you, moderator, for taking the meeting. I'm Lisa N. from Wisconsin. And when I heard this paragraph, you know, it's kind of funny because we read these over and over, but I can't say that this one in particular was like something that popped out to me from the past, or, you know, that I remembered it. But I thought, you know, what was this all about? And it was really that I fully accepted them, the price that had to be paid. And that was do what I'm told. And I never wanted to do what anybody told me. I didn't want to do it at work. I didn't want anybody, my mother, my husband, I didn't want anybody to tell me what to do. And because I knew everything. And that was so sad because I really didn't know anything, but I thought I did. Or maybe I was just, it was all covered up with vulnerability. But I had to accept that I wasn't nice, you know, because I always thought I was nice. I was self-centered. I was self-righteous. I was self-seeking. And the self-centeredness that, the fear, the self-centered fear that plagued me was just awful. And so that's what I was really giving up by being vulnerable and by doing what I was told to do. It wasn't a punishment. It was a gift. And the reason it was is because I did too. I felt much better after working the steps with a sponsor who was kind of tough on me. She saw that I could be very manipulative, and I was always late. Didn't want to be on time because I had other important things to do. But when I did what I was told, I did feel that freedom. And it was shocking. It was wonderful. At the end of the month, the first month that I worked with her, I felt better. And I was not thinking about food all the time. So if you're a newcomer, don't give up until you give up. So thanks for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Lisa N. from Wisconsin. Next up, we've got Cheryl K.
Hi, this is Cheryl. Yeah, just that first part, you know, about the revolutionary and drastic proposals. You know, I'm just starting in the steps again and just finding myself being willing to accept more that, you know, this is the way of life that I'm choosing to be, and accepting that my thinking isn't working. And I just really appreciate what the reader said this morning about, you know, those small acts of doing what she felt God was leading her to do. And I'm finding that very helpful to just whatever that next action is, to just be willing to step into that. And, you know, I love that line, I felt lifted up. And I experienced that in those small things. And I'm just going to trust that, like the speaker said, that that's going to lead to that spiritual awakening. And with that, I'll pass. Thanks.
Well, thank you so much, Cheryl K. from Arizona. Next up, we've got Joan Marie M. And stay tuned, because after Joan Marie, we're going to take some more names. Joan Marie, you're up.
Good morning. Am I being heard?
We can hear you.
Oh, great. Thank you so much. Thank you for moderating this morning. Thank you for all the shares. I get so many nuggets of gold in them, and I would encourage everyone to share. You never know when the light bulb comes on. So I'm thanking you for all your shares. And for the first person that shared, what I got from that and this passage is that I need to pray about everything and anything, and prayer is to all my problems and all my decisions. And there's where the peace and serenity came. Being a chronic compulsive overeater, relapsing, anorexic at times, bulimic at times. I mean, every aspect of this disease. I think the only one was not an exerciser. And so coming from that, from the agony and torment, and into God's grace and mercy, I have been released from the bondage to food. It's totally gone. But I must continue to do what I do every single day. First, I pictured myself this morning of my hands lifted out and giving my heart to God. And it was such a beautiful moment. Those moments when we spend with our higher power, those moments when we meditate are priceless. And that's where this peace, the serenity, the contentment. I was never contented about anything. And so with that, I pass. Thank you for letting me share.
And thank you, Joan Marie. And I believe you're from Nevada, correct? I think she's remuted, but I'm pretty sure it's Joan Marie M. from Nevada. And before we get another lineup, let me fill you in on where we are if you're just joining us. We're in the Big Book and Bill story, and we're on page 14. We read the second full paragraph beginning with, these were revolutionary and drastic proposals. And we finished that paragraph off with, but his impact on me was sudden and profound. And we read and we're sharing on just that one paragraph this morning. And if you'd like to share, please let me know your first name, last initial, and where you're calling from.
Maria C. in California.
I believe that was Maria C.
Yes.
Darian K.
Okay, great. Thanks, Maria. And I've got you, Darian K.
Christine B., California.
Okay, gotcha, Christine. What else do you want to get in? Oh, time is telling me to stop. Anyone else who wants to get in on this next lineup? All right, well, we'll stop there. I've got Maria C., Dorian K., or Darian K., Christine B., and we'll start with Maria C., followed by Darian K.
Great, thank you. Hi, everybody. Maria C. is in Charlie in Los Angeles, recovered compulsive overeater. I am not like Bill. I'm like how he says in this paragraph, most men, God comes to us gradually. But I will say that I have a gradual educational variety awakening. I now feel, and you know, thank you to everyone else for your shares too, like I'll have these moments of electricity, like all of these little daily hills of my life, some of them just become those giant mountains that Bill is talking about, that just that sense that pausing and listening to my intuition, and my intuition is usually, you know, telling me to pray. And all of a sudden, it's these moments that are just profound where the next right action feels simple. And it's, you know, I did not come to that mountain right away. I'm someone who really needed the spiritual experience appendix. I'm one of those people. But that means for the rest of my life, there are going to be all these opportunities where my days and the hills, just all of a sudden, one of them can become this magic mountain. And so it was really grateful to hear that today. And thank you, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Maria C. from California. Next, we have Darian K., followed by Christine B.
Oh, good morning. This is Darian K. I'm in the Berkshires in Massachusetts, Western Mass. Gratefully recovered and on the line with all of you today. I'm on my little spring break here in Massachusetts and get to join this lovely 10 a.m. meeting. And so I Oh, I love that paragraph. It is just, it has so many beautiful words of hope and uplift, you know, serenity, victory, confidence. You know, I want all those things. I didn't have those before program. You know, I was looking for that desperately, but I would never find it in any of those pain way situations. That was all about desperation and deprivation and just uncomfortable feelings. And when I came to OA, of course, putting the food down was, you know, very uncomfortable at the but it's, you know, it's a day at a time, it definitely gets better. And so, you know, today I feel those feelings. I feel that peace and that serenity and that sometimes confidence, you know, within me. You know, when I feel it most is when I go onto a meeting. Like, I, you know, the Zoom is just such a gift because up this way is there's not as many meetings as where I used to live. And when I hop on a meeting and I see people pop on and I see the faces that mean so much to me, and then others like are new from different areas, I get that feeling, that electric feeling, like it says. And then I get that peace and serenity from the sharing. It's just wonderful. And so I'm just very grateful to have this program in my life and to, you know, be able to share it with others. I do that, you know, often and graciously because I know I can't keep it unless I give it away. And so it's just a joy to have this program. And, you know, thank you, God, for Bill being able to put down so eloquently his thoughts and feelings around this spiritual experience that he had coming to realize that, you know, that God, you know, that's what it was about. The Father of Light can heal him, you know, a really desperate alcoholic, and then put forth the beautiful words into his head and to his pen so that we can get this lovely book. So thank you. I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Darian Kay from Massachusetts. Next up, we've got Christine B.
Hello, this is Christine B. from Oxnard, California. I'm new-ish to program. I started attending meetings in January, and I started calling into Vision for You maybe about a month or so ago. And I'm just grateful to be here and so grateful for your service. And also grateful to the makers of the Kindle app so I can actually look at the book while I walk. And it's the line, God comes to most men gradually, but his impact on me was sudden and profound. I don't think I'm going to say anything particularly new or revolutionary, and that's a good thing. God comes to most men gradually. I'm okay with being most people. Since I'm still relatively new, I'm just now working step four. Probably that great spiritual awakening. My hope is that it is ahead for me. But so far, just my brief time in program, I'm already so grateful to my higher power. And I've been praying for the willingness and ability to turn all things over and live in accordance with that will. And I'm getting there. And when I do, I see things. It's gradual. I experience things, also gradual. But without this program, those inspirations of right thought and action, or that divine providence that I've just taken for granted, overlooked throughout my life, I get to experience it now and live now. And for the first time in years, I'm in my 50s, I feel like I'm getting closer to being content. I think that's the word I want to go for. And with that, I pass. Thank you for letting me share.
Well, thank you so much, Christine B. from California. And we can take some more names. If you haven't shared at any vision meeting in the last couple days, Monday and Tuesday of this week, we'd love to hear your experience, strength, and hope. So please give us your first name, last initial, and where you're calling from.
Teresa
Lynn B.
from California.
California.
I heard Lynn D, I believe, from California.
Yes, thank
Teresa
you.
Teresa P. from California.
And was that Melissa P?
Susan P.
Teresa.
I'm sorry. Can you say that one more time?
Teresa
Susan
P.
C.
Teresa. Okay. So I've got you, Teresa P.
Kathleen, California.
Anyone else? Kathleen, I've got you.
Susan C. from Pennsylvania.
Got you, Susan. Did I miss anyone? Okay, I've got Lindy, Teresa P., Kathleen, and Susan C. Please let us know where you're calling from. And Lynn, you're up. First call by Teresa P.
Thank you so much for your service. I'm Lynn D. from San Diego, California. I loved what the opener shared about asking for the littlest things. Because I forget I can ask my higher power for the little things, which way to turn, you know, little things. I always forget. Such a great reminder for me, because I do turn to the food because that's my major problem. What should I eat? I'm going out to a restaurant, you know, what's the best choice? Please let me, you know, be present. Like all of these things I remember, but it's the other stuff. The people, places, and things of this program gets me 100% of the time. So that's why I have to be spiritually fit. If I wasn't spiritually fit, I would just be running amok through my life, just, you know, making it a very, very big mess. So I get to take direction from my higher power on the little things, you know, and practicing it, right? Like I give myself these mottos and they're so uncomfortable to say at first. You're right. I'm wrong. No, thank you. All these things that are just super hard for me to say, but if I practice them and ask my higher power to help me remember to say them at the time that I need to, stick, you know, like, I was a really, really good student. Like I know how to play the, like, you know, the teaching student game, you know, like practice, right? Repeat. But I'm getting older. And so my memory just isn't what it is used to be. So I forget. And that's what makes me human. And I love being human because I don't have to run the show anymore. It is not Clipboard Lady Lynn show anymore. I my other motto I say when people ask me for things or ask me about things, and I just say I'm not in the advice giving business anymore. And they usually laugh, but it's true. Like I don't, you know, I don't know. I don't know. You're probably right. Have you talked to somebody else about it? That's another one. Have you talked to somebody else about it? But you're coming to me, so obviously I can solve it, but I can't. I can't do that anymore. So so grateful to be on this meeting this morning. Thank you for everyone for doing service. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Lindy from California. Next up, Teresa P., followed by Kathleen.
Hi, I'm Teresa P. from California, and I just love this paragraph. It's absolutely fantastic. And I need to be reminded of it all the time. And even though I've, you know, read it a number of times and tried to practice it, I still need to be reminded that, oh, yeah, this time, too, I can ask. Well, one of the things that I got to learn was, you know, liking is not required. You know, I don't have to like God's will. A lot of times I don't. Because it usually involves me being uncomfortable about whatever. But I always find out that, of course, it's the best thing in the end. So what is it? You know, let go or be drugged? Or, you know, float down the street or be dragged? You know, just up on the rocks? Which I spent my lifetime doing that. And today I just get to, you know, just get to ask. When I remember, I have to practice that too. But asking and just seeing what gets revealed. And yeah, one of the great blessings of all this is I get to see so many little miracles all day long. You know, a little woodpecker shows up, and I love woodpeckers, especially when they're pecking, and you hear that peck, 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 peck. And it's just like, oh, man, that's just such a thrill. And I get to see that we have some down the street. So sometimes I get to hear it and see them. Sometimes I don't. But each one is a little miracle that I can enjoy. Or just simply being able to say no. No is a complete sentence. Because I always want to justify. And I want you to like me. You like me. And I want you to look like you like me. You know, you're just thrilled with I just said no. And, you know, people aren't. And that's okay. Because I've just recently had another breakdown. What? Because I'm trying to do too much. And I'm 74, and it's really not working. And so what I get to do, and this is working program, so I get to go, okay, you know, I get to do less and less. And you know, it's just more, turn more over to God. You know, if I've got, we've got big things going on, and there's a lot of things I'm powerless over. But what I get to do is I can pray. And I can't ask God, and then I can do one thing, just do one little movement forward. And, you know, God's will be revealed, and what God wants will be done. And I can either, you know, go with it and, you know, be peaceful and happy, or I can fight it, still get it, and be miserable. And so I find when I just, and it's just a lot of times, it's just change. It's different. I hate change. I just don't want to, I don't still want to be uncomfortable. So today I give God my uncomfortability. And some things are happening today that I get to, well, I get to turn over and go, okay, let's see how this works out. And, you know, do what I can. And you know, and it's just, that's life. You know, just take one little play and take the next indicated step and see what happens. If I, you know, and I might need to make more changes and we'll see what
Teresa,
happens.
That's time.
Thank you for letting me share, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Teresa P. from California. Next up, we've got Kathleen. And if you give us your last initial, Kathleen, and then after Kathleen, we'll have Susan C.
Yes, good morning. This is Kathleen O. in California. And the peace and serenity. You know, when I came in to 12-step, the first thing was, I didn't even really know what 12-step was. All I wanted to do was lose weight and not be binging anymore, yo-yoing anymore, up and down 70 pounds, up and down 70 pounds. And so being able to stay in a normal-sized body for the last 20 years, you know, that's what I wanted when I came in. It was a miracle. But the best part of the program is the steps, the peace and serenity that comes. And really all I had to do was, you know, deep down inside every man, woman, child is the fundamental idea of God. And I had to figure out what that was for me. And, it, you know, it was pretty simple. I mean, it's just, there's power in and around all of us. And I just had to draw on that and stop trying to run the show. Because whenever I would try to run the show or think I knew what was better for someone else, things never went well at all. And so today, and really it's been like this for years, you know, I get challenged with family and friends, and they go through problems, and you know, I can be there to support them. But the bottom line is, I have to let God run the show. Everyone has their path. I have to remember that. And I have mine. And it's not like yesterday, simple but not easy. It's not always easy when things come up in life. But to have this connection and live in the day, live in the moment, focus on the good, the beauty, because there's all sorts of it around us every single day. And rather than focusing on drama and what other people should or shouldn't be doing, or, you know, the troubles in the world, you know, I can only do my part in those things. And when I pause, if I feel like I need to, you know, make a statement or try to change something, or I just pause. It's like, what's the next right thought or action?
And it's always just be cool, just be quiet, be supportive, be kind, be loving, be tolerant, and don't judge. Now, it's not always easy for me not to judge, but I work on it every day. And the peace and serenity that comes by coming from grace and tolerance and patience and kindness is amazing. It's amazing. And, you know, life goes fast. And, you know, I want it to be a good one. And it is. And I appreciate all of you. I appreciate this meeting, the steps, and I pass. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Kathleen O. from California. And Susan C., you're up next. And we've got about 2 minutes.
Thank you. This is very grateful for this meeting. And I just had like this. There's somebody on the line. I remember when I was first in program many years ago, and I was so scared to fly, and I brought my big book, and I was just reading it, and I had such a peaceful flight. And I know when I also first came onto these meetings that I heard about them, and the first time I was so peaceful. I felt so much peace, and it was, for me, it was like, oh, thank God we're not talking about the food. You know, because that was in my head, that's in my head like constantly. And yeah, so I just really feel grateful. And I have to get, I guess, I think, you know, like I used to be like a martyr or selfish, you know, and I want to find the balance where I'm able to take good care of myself, like have self-care. And also be there for other people and contribute in that way. So thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Susan C. from Pennsylvania. And we will now close the meeting with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Anna C., can you please read the vision for you?
Hey there, this is Shanna C., grateful recovered compulsive overeater from Tennessee. Thanks everyone who shared and for a wonderful meeting. This is page 164 of the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order, but obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Be free of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.